Look into my eyes. I want you to know I do love you. But you also know that I need to hurt you. I wish I could say I was sorry, but we both know that that would be a lie. And besides, I told you from the very beginning that my love has a price, and you agreed every month to pay it. For one special night, you are mine, and I'm going to hurt you. Now, I need you to lay back on that table for me. I want to take this slow, savor it, because this means so very much to me. I know, baby. I know you're scared. I wish I could tell you not to be, but I can't, because you should be scared. I said hush. It's already started, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Now open wide. You know that I have to gag you. We already talked about this. I don't want to hear your words. They don't matter to me anymore. I don't want your thoughts or your feelings. All I want is to extract from you the thing that I need from you more than anything else. Your suffering. I know you don't like the gag. I want you to hate it. To hate me for making you wear it. And I'm gonna use a bigger one this time. Not because it silences you more, but because it's going to be far more uncomfortable for you. Painful, even. It's going to stretch your jaw and eventually cause it to cramp. And that pain is going to keep getting worse and worse for you all night tonight. And you'll try to stretch your mouth, but if you even open it a tiny bit, this gag is just going to expand to fill your mouth even more, causing it to hurt more. And I'm not going to help you either. At least I warned you, though, which is far more than I probably should have done. Look, it has this little metal plate that presses against your tongue, too. That should make it impossible for you to talk. And I'm going to buckle it on you tightly, making these straps dig into the corners of your mouth. Oh, it's going to be worse than last time. So much worse. And you aren't going to like it. Stay still. There. Ooh, that looks so nice on you. It practically changes your entire expression. Oh, babe. Don't cry yet. We haven't even started. And I know that this is hard for you, but you know that this is what I need. And I know that you aren't masochistic. I know that you don't like this, but if you were a masochist, this just wouldn't satisfy me the same. Because I need you to hate what is happening to you. That's the only way that I can come. There's something about watching you surrender yourself to me like this. Becoming helpless. Exposed. Vulnerable. Frightened, even. Oh, it makes me love you so much more. Sacrificing yourself for me. Now, let's get these cuffs on your wrists. Not that it makes a difference, but when I add these little locks, oh, it just feels so permanent. Oh, babe, you're starting to drool. Making a mess already. Well, babe, I'm not cleaning it up. You're just gonna have to deal with it. Now, let's see. One wrist locked up here, and the other here. Arms raised. So open. Exposed. Now you really aren't going anywhere. And now, I get to say the words that excite me so very much. I'm going to torture you. Oh, babe, you aren't getting free. And when I add these elbow cuffs, you're going to feel even more helpless. Completely trapped. Like a perfect specimen for me to explore. That word. Torture. Oh, it makes my pussy wet. My cunt practically throbs. My clit starts tingling. I am going to torture you. Mercilessly, too. And you. You're going to hate it. Oh, and look at those nipples. So ready for me. But not quite yet. I want you to think about it first. Worry what I'm going to do to them. Be afraid of what's to come. Oh, because babe, I am going to hurt them. Rather, I'm going to torture them. I am going to torture you. Oh, you make such delicious noises. Just a few restraints and you're already my victim. My prisoner. Now, ankles and knees. I need them spread nice and wide. Oh, but before I do that, I want you to see something. Look, babe. A whole table full of instruments. Needles. Clamps. Crushers. Sounds. Did I tell you to look away? I want you to stare at them. I want you to think about what I'm going to do with them. So go on. Just look at them. You aren't going to be the same after this, babe. But I told you, this is the price of my love. And I do love you so very, very much. Now with your ankles and knees all strapped in, you look so ready for me. Look into my eyes. I want you to have absolutely no doubt in your mind. Do you see any mercy here? Sympathy or caring? No, not even a glimmer. Because you know that I need to hurt you. I need to torture you. And I need to break your body and your mind. And then, when I'm done with you, you won't be the same. No. Oh, is that panic I see? Oh, you know it just turns me on more when you try to get away. And you know that I'm very good at this. You are completely bound and totally helpless. There's no stopping this. Now, let's take a look. Do you see these clamps, babe? I'm going to use them on your nipples. You've got such sensitive nipples. And these clamps are special. They are medical clamps. They've got 4 settings, and this one is the first. Oh God, I love how you whimper. Oh, does that hurt more when I pull on them? What? I can't understand you, babe. That gag is really effective. I just want to look into your eyes as I squeeze the clamps together, hearing them click tighter. Oh, I want to see the fear in your eyes. And I want you to see the coldness in mine. I won't help you. I won't comfort you. I just want to hear your whimpers and your attempted screams in pain. Oh, that's so wonderful. I need this so much. To see you suffer for me, truly suffering. And I can see the pain in your nipples is excruciating. And this is just the first setting. Oh, and you're breathing so hard and so fast through your nose. And your whole body is practically trembling, starting to sweat. I like how you look all sweaty, all helpless, and in so much distress. So, I'm going to add a little pressure on the handles of the clamps and squeeze them slowly. But this time, as I press harder, oh, I can feel myself almost orgasm as you start to scream into your gag. Like an animal, really. Look at you, flailing, trying to get free. Oh, but there's no chance of that. No. For a second there, I worried that you were going to pass out. But I suppose I do have smelling salts ready for that if it happens. I told you, you can't escape your fate so easily. I need you to suffer. And as I watch you suffer, I study you. And then when your eyes catch mine again, I want you to know that this isn't stopping, and I feel no pity and no remorse for you. My eyes, cold, clinical, observing. I'm going to turn my attention to your cock now. I've got this new device. It's called a ball crusher. You see, I slip the metal collar around your balls, just above the ball sack, and just below the base of your cock. And I use this little wrench here to lock it tightly in place. You know what that means, babe? It means that it's going to take a while for it to come off, too. There's no quick release. And once it's on, it's on. And it's locked down tightly in place. And see all these little holes around it? I just slide this little wrench in the holes, give it a little turn, and it presses sharp little spikes into your soft, tender flesh. Oh, those poor balls. Turning and turning. Oh, such wide eyes you've got. Does that hurt? Those spikes are sharp, aren't they? I wonder, are they cutting you? Well, you should try to hold still. And then see, I just slide this little plate underneath your balls, and then I attach it to those two metal poles. Oh, is that cold? Well, babe, I assure you that that's the least of your concerns, because this plate is lined with more of those tiny little nasty spikes. And when I press it into your balls, like this, oh, there. Can you feel that? And now it has those little screws to turn even tighter. And each time that I turn them, that pressure gets a little bit more intense, flattening your balls and digging those spikes in deeper and deeper. See? Just a half turn and it makes it so much worse. Doesn't it, babe? Oh, I love turning them. Slowly, deliberately. I want you to watch me hurt you. And I want you to see that I'm not going to stop. No. I mean, if you were a masochist, I bet your cock would be getting so hard right now. But you aren't, are you, babe? No. Because this isn't turning you on. And that's what's turning me on. And now when I pull on those nipple clamps, it's going to feel even worse. See? It hurts, doesn't it, babe? Oh, God. I am so fucking wet watching you suffer for me. Babe, I need to do this. I'm not sorry, and I still need you to hurt more for me. Your nipples. I'm gonna squeeze these clamps tighter. How about 4 clicks? I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I have to try. I know you understand. And babe, it's okay for you to try to scream. I promise that it won't upset me. Probably the opposite, actually. Oh, God. Yes. 1 at a time. Oh, fuck. That's it, babe. Scream for me. Beg for me to stop. Plead for mercy. Cry out in pain. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love this so much. And I love you. And now let's do the other nipple, shall we? But I'm going to make you wait for it. Feel how bad it is. It's coming, babe. Just not quite yet. Oh, are you afraid? Your eyes are so beautiful. Full of tears. So wide in complete panic. Thank you for suffering for me. You suffer so very beautifully. I'm going to do it now. Twisting slowly. I want you to feel every second of it. Getting worse and worse. Oh, there. Oh, babe. Babe? Babe. Oh, well, I guess I knew I'd need to use these smelling salts sooner or later. Wakey, wakey. Well, that certainly got your attention. Are you back with me, babe? Focus. It's time for you to suffer more. Now, I'm going to put on these gloves because what I'm about to smear all over your cock, it's really not something I want on my hands. So I'm sure you'll understand. This cream? Well, it's a concentrated capsaicin cream. So, it's going to burn. And once I rub it in, it's going to feel like your cock is on fire. And then once I have it put on you, there's no way to make it stop. And the burning sensation? Well, it's going to last for hours. Rub it all in. All over that cock of yours. There we go. Nice and coated. It's not so bad at first, is it? It takes a few minutes to kick in, after all. But if I blow on it a little? Oh, there we go. Can you feel it tingling? And the heat slowly building, burning more and more with each passing second. And trust me when I say, it's going to get a whole lot worse. And as it burns, I'm going to keep turning the screws on the ball crusher and keep pulling on your nipple clamps and watching you suffer and listening to you beg and cry and scream into that gag of yours. And while you do, I'm going to touch myself. I'm going to tease myself. And I'm going to edge to your suffering as I keep making it worse and worse for you. And then, we're going to do this all night long, babe. All night. Until you break for me. Until you're just a shell of who you once were. Until I destroy you. But don't you worry, babe. I'll put you back together again after. But until I do, you're going to be lost, hopeless, defeated. And I'm going to masturbate and come to your suffering as many times as I possibly can. Oh, that burning must be coming more intense by now. I just need to turn these screws a little bit more. Oh God, those sounds you make. It's okay if you drift off. That's why I've got the smelling salts to bring you right back, babe. And don't you worry. This will all be over tomorrow morning. And then we can get back to our regular life. But for now, for tonight, I am going to torture you. And thank you for letting me love you the way that I need to. And thank you for being mine forever.
If you enjoyed this audio and want to hear more, check out my Patreon at patreon.com/mistressAzralyn.